Lee Enterprises sports reporter Ethan Petrick joins us now. You see his work among many places in the Waterloo-Cedar Falls Courier. Ethan, thanks so much for being here. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I suppose let's just start with, what do you make of this stretch that Ben McCollum's team is in right now? What is it, a four-game win streak? They seem to be perhaps playing their best basketball.
Yeah, it certainly seems like they've figured some things out. Coming out of the Illinois loss, Coach McCollum talked about how there was a viral clip from a huddle where he really implored his team to concentrate. And then after the game, he talked to us about how he didn't feel like they executed the scout very well. And he today he said that he feels like they're kind of starting to figure out how to execute a scout, how to get that locked in right away from the jump instead of needing 9 minutes, 10 minutes to remember, oh yeah, this guy always goes left, or he's going to go left more often than not. And they're starting to figure that out a little bit more. And after the Rutgers game, he didn't go as far as to say it was their superpower, but he said this is how we're going to win games, is by being locked in on the scout and just being better prepared than other teams. We don't have the talent or the size to just erase mistakes. We need to be, as detail-oriented as possible.
And when it comes to being, or basically executing the finer points, as you point out there with a scouting report, are they perhaps executing at a higher level with Bennett Sturts because he is the reigning Big Ten player of the week? Is Coach McCollum as much or more as Bennett himself readjusted to how Big Ten defenses are going to cover that high ball screen, which is much of their offense with the ball in Bennett's hands, versus how they had to operate it a season ago at Drake against Valley teams?
Yeah, it's interesting because this also goes back to the Illinois game where he kind of came out of it and said, we need to find better leverage offensively. Illinois has elite leverage because they have a 7-footer that can shoot threes, and so if he comes out in the pick and roll, he can screen a guy and then step back and pop a three. And Iowa doesn't have a 7-footer on the roster, let alone a 7-footer that can hit a three. Coach McCollum has said that Trevin Urich is a 3-point shooter. We haven't necessarily seen it in game. We haven't seen him in a while. But the one thing that Coach McCollum said is, we need to find leverage. We need to find that secondary score that we can work to force defenses to respect both sides of our screen. And that secondary scorer needed to be like an Alvaro Fulgueras kind of player. And he's played really well in the last two games. That was one half of one of my takeaways coming out of the Oregon game was his performance against the Ducks was very much so needed, because he'd had a nice game in the prior game. But to see him get back-to-back good performances, kind of shake off a pretty rough January slump, has been really important to see for the Hawkeyes.
Also, talking about those guys next to Bennett Sturts that are helping him really, hit his stride, Tavian Banks, who's been, good if not better than good at all points this season, limited in the Oregon game, but before that has started to shoot it a little bit more from the perimeter. Seems like this is a guy that, if he can be a little bit of a threat from the perimeter, that just opens up a whole lot more for a game of his that is already quite impactful.
Yeah, he was only shooting 9% from the three-point line last year at Drake, and he's suddenly north of 50% through the first 22 games of the season, 21 games of the season. And we asked him about it last week. He said, I just got in the gym with my brothers this offseason, just lived in the gym and really worked on my three-point shot, figured out, kind of mentally where I needed to be. Asked Coach McCollum about it. He said, I always thought that Tavian could be a better three-point shooter than he showed, even at JUCO, where he was around a 22% three-point shooter. And he said he just needed to figure out what three-point shots to take, and that's kind of what he's figured out this season, as my two-month-old daughter likes to interject here.
It sounds to me like she's got some takes on the Iowa men's basketball team. We will put a bookmark in that, and at some point here, Ethan, I think you well know, she'll replace you making appearances on this show.
It was always destined to be that way. I mean, she's just a much better ball knower than me.
We're always looking for the best talent. On a Thursday or Tuesday edition of The Drive, Ethan Petrick, Lee Enterprises sports reporter with us. You can read his work in the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier. Follow him on X at Ethan_Petrick. Brendan Housen got some run in that game against the Ducks. Perhaps that largely a result of Tavion Banks being limited. I suppose two questions here, Ethan, if I may. What do we know about Tavion Banks' injury status? And what do we know going forward about Brendan Housen's role on the team? Because some people have been scratching their head all season thinking that he would have been more of a regular contributor. Oh, did we lose Ethan?
No, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay. I forgot to unmute my phone. The thing on Brendan Housen, I'll start with your second part of your question.
Yeah.
He had an injury during the offseason that kind of held him out, and I think that maybe limited his ability to pick up what Iowa wants to do defensively. And that's kind of where Ben McCollum kind of wants to build his team, kind of wants, you know, to be super sharp defensively, and then that, you know, defense can lead to offense. And it's important in, you know, controlling the tempo of the game is getting stops. And so that kind of put Housen behind the eight ball. We know he's an electric offensive player, but it's always going to be defensively, you know, defense is what's going to get you on the floor from Coach McCollum. And so I think he just got a little bit behind from a defensive perspective, and we're finally starting to see him kind of catch up to the point where I think he could be a bit more of an asset going down in the final 10 games. As for Tavion Banks, Coach McCollum said he expects him to play against Washington.
Good.
Not really clear on the injury. McCollum speculated that he was just a little bit sore in the Oregon game. Doesn't sound like anything serious, and he expects him to play. He did, you know, add a caveat. You know, hopefully he's available to play. I expect him to play.
All right. I saw a couple of accounts on X pontificating that 10 Big Ten wins would be enough to get Iowa into the NCAA tournament, Ethan. They're currently 6-4 in the Big Ten, 16-5 overall. Their upcoming schedule, to take a glance, as you mentioned, they're at Washington, then back at home against Northwestern, then go to the East Coast to take on Maryland, then back home against Purdue and Nebraska. How do you feel about Iowa's ability to reach double-digit conference wins? And might you agree with the chorus that's out there that says that'll be enough to get him into the dance?
I feel like four wins or six, 10 wins in the Big Ten feels like the right number. I guess you had 20 wins overall. Probably feel like a 20-win Iowa with a couple of high major wins during the non-conference will probably get in. They'll probably have a good enough net. As for four wins, I feel pretty confident that they can probably reel off three more here, extend their streak to seven straight wins. Washington, they have good size. Not necessarily the best shooting team in the Big Ten, so I think Iowa is going to be able to take care of business late tomorrow night in Seattle, and then come home against Northwestern, a game against Maryland, who's struggling this year. I feel confident in the next three games, and then you're looking at, you know, a tasty game against Penn State later in February. You got to feel like they might peel away one from Nebraska, who's kind of reeling a little bit with two straight losses last week.
Yeah,
so I feel confident that they'll get to four wins, and I feel comfortable saying that four more wins will get them into the tournament.
Couple minutes left with Ethan Petrick, Lee Enterprises sports reporter, on this Tuesday edition of The Drive. The Iowa women's basketball team had a tough go of it on their West Coast trip, lost at USC last Thursday, and then on Sunday lost at number 2 UCLA, 88-65. Ethan, I said at the top of the show, even if Taylor McCabe had not suffered her unfortunate season-ending injury, that I don't know if Iowa would have got a win anyways on this West Coast trip. So I suppose what I'm getting at here is, can Jan Jensen make sure this doesn't snowball?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing coming out of the West Coast road trip, is making sure that they don't get beat, you know, three times. They don't turn one loss to USC into three losses with their next game up against Minnesota, who's having a nice season. And I think they have the pieces, they have the cohesiveness on that roster to make that happen. Ava Hyten kind of spoke to that during her post game after the UCLA loss. She kind of said, you know, we're tight knit. We don't really, you know, point fingers or anything like that. So it feels like the, you know, the team was still, you know, they weren't down in the dumps. They weren't, you know, they didn't feel like the sky was falling like some people on social media might have been feeling after those two games, which I don't think the sky is falling. You talked about it in the previous segment. And it doesn't feel like the season's lost or anything like that. They got out to a really strong start This team has proven to be gritty. They've proven that they can win some tough games. And so you just kind of have to lean into that and kind of expect that until they prove otherwise.
Ethan, there were questions about whether or not this team had enough perimeter shooting, even when Taylor McCabe was healthy. So what, if anything, can be done to try to recreate some of that production or perhaps make an adjustment that can, you know, put some, you know, gloss over what may lack in that department? I'm just curious, what button can be pushed? What lever can be pulled?
Yeah, I think there's three players who are incredibly critical to this question. That's Chazzy Chitchat Wright, Taylor Stremlo, and Addie Deal. Those three kind of need to pick up the three-point scoring that they lost when McCabe got hurt. Chitchat didn't have her best two games from the field in L.A. Addie Deal only went 1 of 5 in both those games. Seemed to really struggle in her first two starts, so hopefully she kind of gets her feet underneath her. We kind of saw that earlier in the season as she was just getting into the swing of things in college basketball,
yeah,
that, you know, things needed to slow down a little bit. She needed to get a little bit more comfortable, and then she had that big performance against Ohio State 2 weeks ago that kind of made it seem like Iowa was in good hands with McCabe heading towards the IR. But Taylor Stremlo and Addie Deal, those two kind of figuring out their three-point shot and being able to hit a little bit more consistently, you'll be able to recreate Taylor McCabe a little bit in the aggregate since we're talking about baseball.
Yeah, I love it. I love the reference. Ethan, great stuff as always. Great to catch up with you. And more than anything, appreciate the guest appearance by your youngin. And we'll make sure to have her back on the show.
Hopefully in better spirits next time.
Yeah, it's all right. You know what? I've cried on the show too, so that makes two of us.
Hey, I'll let her know, and hopefully that'll calm her down a little bit.
There we go. Exactly. Ethan, great stuff. Take care.
You as well.